I think most of you know him. He has been on television. He is a brilliant doctor. His name is Dr. Mark Siegel from NYU. He has been talking COVID from day one. I don't believe he's gotten any sleep since this vaccine, since this flu or whatever. What do we call it? Disease? Is it a disease, doctor?
It's an infectious disease. It's a coronavirus, which actually includes the common cold in this group, but it's a pretty severe coronavirus, obviously.
Okay.
And, it spreads.
We talk about it as if it's the only coronavirus, you know, as if that's the coronavirus. Are there other coronaviruses?
Yeah, there's three or four in common circulation that make up the common cold, actually. SARS that we had back in 2003 was a coronavirus that we worried about briefly, but it never took off like this.
Right,
but now,
okay.
Now things are changing.
All right, well, that's what I want to get to, and I want my listeners to hear. Look, we have been under this, and I'm sitting in New York City at 50th and 3rd, and, you know, Smith & Wolensky is closed down. It's Easter Sunday. People, you know, I'm looking at boarded up buildings. I mean, it's just disgusting. Now, doctor, we've got a vaccine. We've got three vaccines. Now they're talking about a vaccine passport. But I want to talk about the vaccines. Every day you read about someone having a reaction to the vaccine. So a guy who took Johnson & Johnson's last week, he was in the Post, I think it was this past week. His legs looked like they were burnt with fire. And then you hear about people who've died the next day. You know, my sister got AFib the next day after Moderna. And then you've got all kinds of reactions. Some people are now in physical therapy. They can't raise their hands. What is going on with these vaccines? Do people know whether or not they are the right candidate for a vaccine?
Yeah, they do. People know. And I mean, I obviously can't tell everybody one on one, but basically the thing that you have to remember here is that we're in the past, there's been a lot of eyebrow raising about giving vaccines for diseases that aren't around or that aren't that severe or that haven't been around in years. This time we actually have a disease that I can point to. You know, for every case that you point to of a vaccine side effect, I actually would say that overall the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, are very, very safe. The J&J is newer to this situation, but we've given them to over 100 million people already, the Pfizer and the Pfizer and the Moderna. And the side effects that I'm seeing mostly are sore arm, fatigue, headache, a slight fever. You know, that muscle ache sometimes, that's not nothing, but it's nothing compared to other things I'm seeing from COVID. Just this week alone, I saw two people with multiple sclerosis type syndromes after COVID. We've had lung transplants from COVID. We've had heart problems. We've had so many problems from the virus itself that we've talked about endlessly for a year. Mm-hmm. The vaccines, by comparison, are enormously safe. And judge, it's one of the first times we've done it without the virus itself. We've managed to create vaccines that cause the impact on the immune system as though you put a virus into your system, but you're not putting a virus in.
Interesting. Well, what about the idea of a vaccine, a passport? Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't like the word, and I don't like the way that it's been politicized like everything has. But here's what I do like. I like the idea that having been vaccinated buys you freedom of some kind. And the way I look at it is, it's better than testing someone. If they're gonna give you a barrier, oh, you got to get a test before you go here, I say, well, wait a minute. Those tests are inaccurate. Those tests are, you could slip through a window. It's a pain in the neck to get tested. And the idea that I could use a vaccine instead of, I like. I think it should be something you carry with you, kind of like a driver's license. Nobody should ever be able to demand it. No business should be able to demand it. No employer should be able to demand it. But if it makes it easier to travel or to go somewhere, then it's going to be an incentive to take it. So I don't like the word passport, but I like the word freedom, liberty, and personal choice.
So then you agree with the concept of someone, if they've had the vaccine, or at least being required to have the vaccine if they're going to travel in certain areas, but you just don't like the passport.
Well, A, I don't like the word required. I mean, I don't like the word required to travel. But I'm just going on it from a purely public health point of view. I'm
right.
Telling you, if you have it, if you had the vaccine, the chances of you spreading this thing is close to zero. And that's why the CDC messaging is so mixed up, because they're afraid to say that. If the vaccine works, say it. say that it's close to zero. Let's open the society using it as an incentive like Israel's done, like the United Kingdom does. The United Kingdom was in terrible shape. Now they suddenly vaccinated majority of people and they're opening up. London has having zero deaths. So that's what it is. It's a public health advantage. I don't want it to be restriction. I don't want it to be Big Brother. I don't want everybody to know if I've been vaccinated or not. But if I choose to offer that vaccine, it's a way of saying I'm not carrying this virus. I'm not going to get you sick.
Well, you know, but what they're saying now is, I mean, Joe Biden, I mean, you know, it depends on the day of the week, whether it makes sense. But, you know, they're saying once you get the vaccine, you still should wear a mask. Really? You're the one who's touting the vaccine saying, oh, it's going to work. You're protected. It's over. It's part of this control and fear thing that we're going to control you and we're going to take advantage of people who are fearful. And then they freak out. I mean, I've seen so many arguments in Dunkin' Donuts or in a supermarket or, you know, people yelling, put on your mask, put on your mask. I mean, the people are wacko about this stuff.
You know, completely, Judge, put on your filthy mask over your chin and then sneeze on someone. Give me a break.
Yep.
There's no public health consistency at all. And I think you've gotten to the bottom of what the problem is, which is stop moving the goalposts. Stop now. Now it's variants, variants. Nobody even heard of a variant. Now suddenly variants. You know, but I think we have a clear path forward here, which is that the vaccine works. I'm telling you, the vaccine works. It's much safer than we thought. It's much more effective than we thought. It's the path out of here, and that's what we have to stick to. And not listen to all this fear-mongering. You're right. They're continuing the fear-mongering at the same pitch and the same intensity as before we had a vaccine. So the message is, what good is the vaccine then?
Exactly. And so many people are hesitant, Dr. Mark Siegel, to even get the vaccine. You know, they're afraid that, you know, maybe it was put together too quickly or, you know, because a lot of people don't buy what has happened in the last year in this country, shutting down businesses and taking away people's ability to make a living. Whereas states like Florida, who have the second highest, and I'm not going to get political with you, you know, the number of senior citizens. I mean, it's open and the senior citizens are protected. And we got this bozo de Blasio, this bozo Cuomo. I mean, you know, the senior citizens are, they were intentionally infected. We sent in what we knew at the time, COVID infected patients.
Judge, you could decide whether the word, or what crime fits that. I'll leave you.
It's a homicide.
Whether the M word fits, but listen. Listen, let me talk about quickly what it is you just said that's so important. I agree with you. A lot of the pseudoscience here really, really made the situation much worse. Lockdowns were not the right move. You're right that Governor DeSantis in Florida was all over this. He looked into protecting nursing home citizens from the beginning. I know that personally because I was interviewing people down there.
Right.
He gave them personal protective equipment. He kept the businesses open. He kept the schools open, all while trying to control the virus. And by the way, he's been big on the vaccines as well. So that's what you need when I say a consistent public message. That's what's been lacking in other places. And I agree with you that lockdowns destroyed the country and they didn't have a public health benefit to them either.
Right. And, you know, and you, if you look at the last election, the presidential election, you know, whatever side you're on, it doesn't matter. But clearly COVID was the number one issue. And if they absolutely convinced people that it was, you know, it was going to kill you and it had to shut your business down and all this other stuff, and that, you know, this person was more sensitive and this person wasn't sensitive, I mean, it changed the election. Whether you think it was the right decision, the wrong decision, I'm not even talking about the mechanism of the election. It was the number one issue. And the Democrats positioned it so that people were afraid to not be afraid. You know, that we were controlled to be afraid. And now hopefully we'll open up soon and, you know, we'll be able to live in health. But you're not in good health. You're not worried about the variants. Last question to Dr. Mark Siegel. They're talking about Brazil, a dangerous one coming up from Brazil.
By the way, Judge, the former president told me that he thought the virus would go away after the election if he lost. And I have to tell you, he was wrong. But that's because they're still using it for something, right? More fear-mongering.
Yep.
And more money raising. I think that the variants are being over exaggerated because the vaccines counter them. So that's another argument for the vaccines. I would be way more worried about these variants if we didn't have this vaccine.
Right.
The vaccines work, they're safe, and they absolutely handle every variant that's out there right now in the United States, especially if you get both shots. So I'm all for that, and I'm not worried about the variants. In the states that are most heavily vaccinated, we're not even seeing the variants as a problem. So Michigan, New York are going to do a lot better when we have more vaccine, and we're getting the vaccine.
Okay, I have to ask you one question. A friend of mine, and I know that this Dr. Mark Siegel, that this may not be answerable unless you know the patient, but someone took the first vaccine, and then they got COVID. Are they supposed to take the second vaccine or let COVID run its course?
That's a great point. No, I wouldn't take the second vaccine. I would put off and then reassess in at least 3 months from now. We're actually starting to think, and science is backing this up, that if you've had COVID, you may actually only need one shot. And by the way, that's another quick point. We're completely ignoring natural immunity. If you had COVID and you got over it, you've got immunity for some period of time. Why are those people continue to be mummies and walking around like zombies? They actually are immune.
Yeah. Dr. Mark Siegel, I wish I could have you on for the whole hour. You are, first of all, you are brilliant, and we appreciate all the work you've done. We appreciate Dr. Mark Siegel making himself available day and night. You're a machine, but then again, I knew you even before then, Dr. Mark Siegel, my doctor. We love you, Doc.
Love you too, Judge. Thank
all right.
you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, more of your phone calls coming up. Let's listen to Jeffrey from Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hello, Judge. It's a pleasure listening to you on the radio.
Thank you.
I look forward to it every weekend.
Thank you.
All I want to say is opinions are like noses. Everyone has one. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion, anyone voting for a Democrat is mentally bankrupt because these people, these Democrats, they don't have any respect for our fallen soldiers. They have no respect for our police and fallen police. They have no respect for the history of our country, and they're doing everything they can to destroy our country. And also, the Statue of Liberty is not the statue of illegal immigrants.
Interesting.
And that's my opinion, Judge.
Yeah. You know what? And they latch onto that. You know, send me your tired, your and all that. But I must tell you that the move by the left to defund police, to make them stand down, to change the laws that where they can't make an arrest without literally getting in trouble themselves. And now the elimination of qualified immunity, which basically means that every cop can be sued personally, is an affront to law and order. It is an invitation to chaos and barbarism in our nation. And that does not bode well for America. The entrance of individuals who are not required to swear allegiance to the United States, the entrance of those about whom we have no idea what their background is, what their record is, what business they're in, is it an affront to real democracy? And don't ever mix up real democracy with the Democrat Party. I couldn't agree with you more. I could really riff on this for a long time.